Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined this weekend by the board chair of the Tuolumne County Supervisors, Supervisor Sherry Brennan, who represents District 1. We're in the midst of a five-part series focusing on the individual Tuolumne County Supervisors. Supervisor Brennan, during this final segment, I want to ask you about, you know, District 1. And for those who aren't familiar, where does District 1 all cover?
Sure. So it's the greater Sonora area, and then actually if you go out Highway 49, go towards Columbia and then head up Big Hill. When you get to the top of Big Hill, you kind of come right down through Phoenix Lake, right virtually at the clubhouse, and circle back out to Mono Way and loop back around. And so it's a relatively circle just right in the center of our county.
Any issues specific to District 1 that you're working on right now?
So, yeah, one piece, and it just came before the board at our last meeting, and it was, you know, housing is something that has been a piece that is very challenging, and we know we need workforce housing, affordable housing in Tuolumne County, and so we the process actually was just initiated, and it's very early in the CEQA piece, but for a project off of Greenlee Road. And again, I want to thank Sonora Regional, the hospital, because they were instrumental in bringing this project opportunity forward by making that property that they own available, which is currently zoned for a project like this. And so I know there's going to be a lot more discussion and opportunity to have input around this, but when I saw the schematics of the proposed project that Visionary Home Builders does, I think it's going to be a real asset for Tuolumne County, and look forward to that moving forward.
The city of Sonora being in your district, as you mentioned, it seems like the past couple of years there have been some times with the city and county's relationship being a bit strained. How would you say it is today as we sit and talk?
Well, you know, from my perspective, I think a number of the city council members would say that they can reach out and share with me their concerns and that I will try and find some answers for those. You know, we have really tried to be a partner with the city on go back to COVID and some of the resources that are available for the business community. And initially, when we looked at some of the being able to repay up to $2,000, when we were talking about that, we were talking about businesses that were not within the city limits, and it was pointed out to me, and we immediately were able to get that changed and include businesses within the city limits, which I would say that was an oversight on my part, which I am glad was immediately corrected. So, you know, there's some there's still, I think, some heart feelings around the old, what was the EDA. And while I understand that, I didn't waste a lot of time once the audits were completed, because of course I did want to make sure that we were being, that there was nothing that was illegal that had been done. And again, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time rehashing that, because my objective was, I still think that economic development is critical for Tuolumne County. And so I was, I'm very pleased with the work that Mr. Presbola has done on behalf of business development. And I think that a number of, most accounts I've heard from folks, especially from our business community, they're very happy with his insights and how quickly he moves on just trying to find resources and opportunity. And I would say that that would include businesses within the city. So I think that there's probably some old residue there, but I, you know, it's my hope. We have to work together, and I actually I take pride in some of the relationships that I have with city council members and some of the city staff, and I hope that, you know, they would be willing to say out loud that I have been supportive when there is an opportunity and we can find a way that I have helped to facilitate those opportunities. So.
And Supervisor Brennan, I also want to ask you about, in light of recently ending your campaign for re-election, do you have any thoughts on the past 8 years and how it's gone as supervisor?
Oh, it's been just an honor, and I think that we have moved. I'm proud of the last 8 years. I'm very proud of it, and I think we have moved a number of very important issues forward that are going to be important for the future of Tuolumne County. I spoke about the fire piece early on. And I think that I am really happy to see someone stepping forward to be a write-in candidate, because I want, that was the piece that was, I think, important, is that the district want, the voters in District 1 have a choice. And so I'm happy that there will be ongoing conversations, and that there is someone, and I know I can't get too deeply into this, but someone that will be representing the, that comes from the business sector and understands business, and will be bringing those conversations, you know, as we go through the rest of the election cycle.
Supervisor Brenner, we just have a couple minutes left. Any other issues or initiatives that you're working on as a board member?
So I've been really involved in the this fire insurance piece at the state level, and I have been chairing that committee. And there was a couple pieces of legislation, actually. One I thought had tremendous promise. Unfortunately, in the wee hours of the final evening, both of those assembly bills were pulled. And so I hope that I will be asked to continue working on some of these issues at the state level, because we have to find the fixes. And so I plan on staying engaged at whatever level I can on some of these very important topics.
And then a final budget, will that likely be approved over this next month as well?
Yes, that is my expectation.
And what's your thoughts on how the budget process has gone to this point?
Well, kind of fits with 2020. You know, again, we were projecting much larger deficits, and a number of our bargaining groups stepped up and bargained, and we were very appreciative of that. And then for a lot of reasons, because mostly I think related to COVID, a number of expenses that we had that were budgeted were actually picked up by the CARES Act money. Some projects that were planned didn't get done because there simply wasn't the workforce to, you know, get those projects done that certain departments had been approved for with the shutdown. And then our revenues, again, that was kind of a moving target.
Well, Supervisor Brennan, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for coming on and getting us up to speed on issues facing the county.
Thank you, BJ, and thanks for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.